Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I'm going. No, we don't, Lord, Thomas said. We have no idea where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Jesus replied, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. Just believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do. I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me. But you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. Judas, not Judas Iscariot, but the other disciple with that name, said to him, Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world at large? Jesus replied, All who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. Anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I am telling you is from the Father who sent me. I am telling you these things now while I am still with you. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I am going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really loved me, you would be happy that I am going to the Father who is greater than I am. I have told you these things before they happen, so that when they do happen, you will believe. I don't have much time to talk to you, because the ruler of this world approaches. He has no power over me, but I will do what the Father requires of me, so that the world will know that I love the Father. Come, let's be going.
Could you just stay over here? Yeah. Is this working now? That's good. Yeah, yeah. Because you're going to take a pen.
Oh, I don't need my glasses for that.
Now, what I'm going to do is I want to make a list of some of Jesus' role, so I'm going to start. Tom? start off with is a passage in John wrote three letters. In the beginning, chapter 2, he says this: I'm writing to you that you don't sin. Anyone who sins, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ. So Jesus was an advocate. He is right now seated at the right hand of the Father, praying for us right now. So advocate. Hang on. How's that? So advocate, come on, somebody else shout out something. Come on. Scholars.
Teacher,
brilliant. Somebody else? Counselor. Keep going.
Saviour.
Come on. You're doing well, come on. Saviour's next. Next.
Friend.
Comforter. Some healer. And redeemer. What was the last one?
Oh.
Come on, any more? So what have we got? Advocate, teacher. Advocate is kind of like if you go to court, you need somebody to speak on your behalf.
Representative.
Yeah, go for it. Okay, I'll do just a list of some of the things that you associate with Jesus and who he is and what he does. Okay, dear? That's good. Yeah, you got it? You're fine. Wonderful. Now, when you saw 12 people standing up here, a real mixed bunch, and glorifying in what God is doing. Thank you, Matty. If you could just take his hood off for us, mate, so I can see his beautiful face. Keep going. Thank you very much. Unstick it. That's it. And there are mixed ages, a mixed bunch. And those 12 disciples of Jesus were pretty mixed. Normal people. Now, when it comes to this time, they've been working with Jesus for 3 years. So let's think of some of the things they've seen. Some of them would have been around when they decided they were going to throw Jesus off a cliff. And he kind of turned around and walked through them. They saw him raise the sick, heal the sick, raise the dead, I should say, blind eyes. They saw every time these really educated people came against him to trick him, every time he confronted them, he could answer in a way that they couldn't. They didn't have an answer. And you know, there was a time they sent some guards actually to arrest him. And the people couldn't do it. Now, Jesus has just washed the disciples' feet. He's just told them, listen, I'm going away. So they've got this 3 years of history. And he's telling them, he told them before he was going to die, but go away. And they are distraught. It's not possible. I've seen him walk through people who want to put him to death. So how can it be possible that all this is going to happen? And so he says to him, don't let your hearts be troubled. Now he talks about this. He says this, trust in God, trust also in me. Now, do you see what he's doing when he makes that statement? He's being very bold because he's actually putting himself on par with God. Trust in God. Trust in me. In my Father's house, it says in one place, are many rooms. In this translation, there's enough room in my Father's home. It's actually talking about, we kind of think of big buildings. It's actually talking about the place where God is. And he's saying the place where God is awesome. And it's big enough to contain all of you and all of everybody who comes to know me. And, he says this, and I love this. This is a passage that I often use actually at funerals. Is it good to talk about funerals on a Sunday morning? It says, when it says, I'm going there to prepare a place for you, And when everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will be with me. So listen, this is the wonderful truth. That day is going to appear for all of us when we leave this earth. Now, Jesus may come back before that, but when that time comes, his promise is this, that he himself is coming to take us. So there's nothing scary, is it? Jesus is coming to take us to be with himself. And he says, then you know where I'm going. Now that totally baffled him, the disciples. Now I have to tell you, in these 60 years, sometimes God has baffled me. Now, there was a time in their history when there was a massive group of followers. And Jesus first talked about his body and his blood, and loads of them left because they couldn't understand what he's talking about. Now, sometimes you've got stuff you've got to grapple with here. Just keep grappling. It's okay. God will give you revelation along the line. You won't understand all of it. I went to Bible college for 3 years. Wonderful time. Do I know everything about the Bible? Can I tell you what I did? 3 years of study, which I loved. All I did was scratch 66 books. I've spent 30-odd years trying to scratch a bit more. And this is our God. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way. No one can come to the Father except through me. I'm the way to get there. My word is truth. Actually, Jesus is truth personified. And he is life. You know, there was a time Jesus said to the people at large, he said, I'm come to give you life. Now, he was talking to living people. He wasn't talking about life in the flesh. He was talking about real life, life in the spirit. And so Philip says, Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. Jesus says, have I been this long with you, Philip, and still you don't know? I am. Anyone who's seen me has seen the Father. And he said a bit further, don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Now, all of us kind of struggle with different concepts. To me, Jesus was my kind of friend. I struggled with the Father a bit. Took a few years to work that one out. And struggled with the Holy Spirit, but not the theological understanding, but the experiencing of that. So what is the Father like? What if you want to think of what's the Father like? What's he like? Jesus said, if you see me, you've seen the Father. You want to know what the Father's like? Is a representative, is a teacher, a counselor, savior. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, he sent. He's a friend, he's a comforter, he's a healer, he's a redeemer. I want to tell you, I have a relationship with my Heavenly Father that's different to the relationship I have with Jesus. And it's different to the relationship I have with the Holy Spirit. Now, I know this is a tough one, because we don't have anything in this world to compare what it's like that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are one in three persons. Now, Maureen and I are one. I haven't fallen yet. 42 years. Well, let's say nearly. We still find things that we don't agree on or talk over. But God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are one. There is no difference in their thinking, feeling. So if you're working on what is the Father like, think of what Jesus is like. He was a teacher. He was a counselor, had time for them. He's a savior. He's a friend. And you know, there have been times that I can think of when I really needed a dad. I didn't need a... If I say this respectfully, it wasn't that I needed Jesus. I just needed a dad. I needed a father that could woo, say, Abba. That I could say Abba to. And I've discovered
I can do that to God the Father. When the other stuff I don't understand and it don't work out, I can say, Father, Father. Isn't that awesome? Now Jesus is talking. He goes on to say, just believe that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or at least believe because of the works you've seen me do. I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works that I've done and even greater works. Because I'm going to the Father, you can ask anything in my name and I will do it. Wow. What a statement. That I can have a relationship in Jesus. I remember when I first came upon that verse, I thought, my feeling was basically something like, what a joke. You know, see what Jesus did. And I'm able to be involved in the same work. Now, I want to tell you, over the years, no, I have not seen the dead raised. I want to tell you the beauty of what I've seen. For me, the most precious, 12 people standing on the stage. I have seen their lives change. I've been here a long time. I've watched. It's the most beautiful thing. And we have this wonderful privilege that we touch people's lives. So, in a way, I don't know the answer. But that's what God has called us to. Intimacy, to walk with Him. The nearest I can tell you is I believe that God wants us to trust Him. So when it comes to somebody being sick, will I pray? Yes, I will pray. I'll do my best to say, Lord, I'm looking to you and I'm coming to you and I expect that you will heal that person. And I will leave it there. This is my conclusion. I can't cope with the responsibility, but I don't have to bear it. My responsibility out of my intimacy of relationship is to be obedient. Now Jesus goes on to say something else. If you love me, obey my commands, I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate. So Jesus is saying, I'm going to ask the Father and he's going to give you someone just like me. If you want to know what the Holy Spirit's like, is another advocate. Now whereas Jesus speaks to God on our behalf, the Holy Spirit, it says in Romans, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed. Ask Him, Holy Spirit, help me. One of the most powerful prayers, Holy Spirit, help me. I can't do this. Will you show me what you want me to do? Will you help me? Will you give me revelation of Jesus? Because that's what Jesus was saying about the Holy Spirit. But further on, he says, when the Father sends the advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I've told you. So I need the Holy Spirit to give me revelation. I need the Holy Spirit to give me revelation of the Father heart of God. I need the Holy Spirit to give me revelation of what Jesus wants to say. And I need revelation about the Holy Spirit himself. I want intimacy, closeness, one-to-one with the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is promising it. In fact, he said to his disciples, the Holy Spirit is with you at the moment, but he will be in you. That never happened until after his death. And the Holy Spirit is with us, is in us. And in going, he says, I'm leaving you a gift. I'm leaving you a gift. Who likes a gift? Anybody like getting gifts? Holy Spirit is called a gift. But he says, I'm leaving you a gift. I give you my peace. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Don't let your heart be troubled. Come on. This is Jesus saying this, isn't it? It's John King's only recording what Jesus said. My peace. This is a gift. It's your birthright. It is your birthright to live in peace, Not in necessarily in the peace of our circumstances, but in peace of heart, peace of mind. And it's those times when, what you were saying, Michelle, we've got to take umbrage with Satan. We do not have to accept a lack of peace. When he cries to come and bring me fear, which was the thing that plagued me when I was younger, I'll have an argument with him. Not being presumptuous, not going to have an argument with the devil. I just say, I'm not listening. Go away. I'm not accepting that. I will not accept fear. Fear, you get away from me in the name of Jesus. And I receive faith. And I want to tell you, each one of you this morning, you have a birthright to receive his peace. When you're struggling with something, just sit there and say, Lord Jesus, I receive your peace. I receive your peace. And Jesus went on to say something. He says, I don't have much more time with you because the ruler of this world approaches. He has no power over me. Jesus was about to be crucified, and he said, no one takes my life. It wasn't the Romans, it wasn't the Jews. Those who hated him were merely instruments. He said, no one takes my life. I give it. When he was going up to the cross and put his arms out, the Son of God was still God. When he hung in our place, when Satan thought that he had him, he didn't know that he actually was bringing about his own destruction and the freedom for the world. Now, I have to tell you that what Jesus said about him is true for us. He says, the ruler of this world approaches. He has no power over me. Amen. And I can tell you, the ruler of this world is Satan. Some of the wicked stuff that goes on is the author of it. He will try to wear you down. He will try to win you. He'll try to trick. But he has no power over you. Let's just say it together. And we'll say me. He has no power over me. Again. He has no power over me. Now we'll say, in Jesus' name, he has no power over me. In Jesus' name, he has no power over me. One more time. In Jesus' name, he has no power over me. So we're victorious. So, hallelujah. When you're wondering about what the Father's like, read the Gospels. See what Jesus is like. When you're wondering about the Holy Spirit, read the Gospels. See what Jesus is like. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, want to work in our lives and draw us closer to him. He said further on, what did Jesus say? Oh, get it. He said, Jesus replied, all who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our homes with each of them. Now, the only way that the Father and the Son come and make his home with us is by the Holy Spirit. It's by the indwelling Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit dwells within us, he reveals to us the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We just need to be more open to him. I just want to pray and ask the Holy Spirit that he give us fresh revelation of the Father, fresh revelation of the Son, fresh revelation about himself. Help us to know, even when the enemy attacks, that he has no hold over me. So let's pray.